proclamation number 8562 dated the July 18th, 1963. Truthful knowledge can lessen resistance. Regardless of what earthly objections you encounter, firmly hold on to the fact that you are working on my behalf even if they call you fantasists and deny your direct bond with me, your God and Creator. They are unable to understand as long as they have not established this bond themselves, but those of you who have already attained it shall not let yourselves be shaken by them, for they still belong to the world, while you already aspire to the spiritual kingdom, which is not of this world. People will often be so distant from me that they will ridicule your faith in my presence. But you hold visible proof in your hands, you are in possession of my word, which has not come forth from any other source but from me directly, for you will be able to prove to them that you have not received it through any other means than through the working of the Spirit in you. Anyone who listens to you will be able to verify the truth of this statement, but anyone who instantly refuses to listen is and will remain completely uninformed, and thus he will forfeit a great gift of grace because he fails to make use of it and, without blessings, he will never be able to become blissfully happy. Every person must dare to take the step from the earthly into the spiritual kingdom. Only then will his understanding grow, he will look upon everything with different eyes, then he will allow for a second life beside the purely earthly life, and only then will his earthly life gain in significance, because then he will have a goal he consciously wants to reach. Yet it will become increasingly rare for a person to form a serious opinion about the spiritual knowledge you offer to him. Usually they won't even listen to you in the first place but instantly reject any kind of spiritual discussion. They find everything inconvenient which might awaken in them the slightest sense of responsibility. They are so deeply involved with the earthly world that a spiritual kingdom seems doubtful to them, and therefore they do not want to deal with spiritual subjects either. Nor can you provide them with proof unless you prove that your knowledge is something unusual, so that they will have to believe that people are directly addressed by a God and Creator. Yet they will only be able to gain this faith if they are of good will themselves, because no person will ever be influenced against their will. For this reason, nothing else can be done for the salvation of such unbelieving souls than to repeatedly draw their attention to the actual purpose of earthly life and to stimulate their mental activity. And I will always support your efforts through destined interventions, so that people will have to face up to situations in life when they will find themselves helpless and thereby must learn to recognize a higher power above themselves. So that for the time being they would have to deal with other thoughts than purely with the earthly world. Then they will also be more accessible to spiritual conversations. Nevertheless, it is a great blessing if such people are confronted by a true messenger appointed by me myself, for then he need not search in the first place. Instead, the truth is carried to him, and with goodwill realization would come much easier to him. For the truth will not fail to have its desired effect, it will be easily understood and also please a person who takes possession of it. And thus it will only ever be your task to inform your fellow human beings of my working on and in yourselves, so that they will first reflect on it and then can be inwardly taught by the world of light, so that they will start to think about it and subsequently may always approach you for confirmation, because you advocate the same spiritual knowledge which is mentally offered to them by the world of light, always providing that they desire the truth, that they not only thoughtlessly accept what is presented to them but that they only want to recognize and accept what is right. If someone bluntly rejects you, let him be, but take care of those who are undecided and only need to be introduced to the right knowledge in order to accept it. No greater means of help can be offered to people any more than the transmission of my word from above. For this contains the strength which will also impress those who are still spiritually weak, who merely require an impetus in order to gain faith, and who will surely receive this impetus if they are given an explanation as to why they live on earth. A truthful reason for their earthly existence can tear down a person's every resistance and make him receptive for additional knowledge. And you, my servants on earth, can at all times provide your fellow human beings with this truthful knowledge, and they will not be able to disregard it. However, you must always give them the opportunity to pose questions, which you will then answer correctly. The truth will always be effective. It will be understood by those who seriously ask you with the will to find the right answer. Nevertheless, those who lack this will won't believe you, and thus the work of leading them to the spiritual path will be unsuccessful. And if you, who possess the pure truth, cannot succeed, then it will definitely not be possible for other people who know too little themselves to instruct their fellow human beings. And time and again I will still make use of the means which can be successful, such as severe strokes of fate, diseases and suffering, in which they can recognize their own helplessness and turn to the power which they must acknowledge above themselves. I will react to the slightest thought of me, and truly, it will only be in your best interest, for it is not my will that even one person should go astray. Instead, it is my will to give everyone the life which lasts forever. Amen.